From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As you've just heard on the newscast, there is word from the Vatican that the condition of Pope John Paul II has worsened. Catholics are gathering in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican to await more news. Joining us from Rome is NPR's Silvia Poggioli. Silvia, I just have this headline, the Pope's condition has worsened. What more are you hearing out of the Vatican?
Well, it was a very brief written statement that was issued by the Vatican spokesman, Joaquin Navarro Valls. He said the Pope's health has worsened Friday, and his breathing has become shallow. His blood pressure has also worsened, and he's suffering from circulatory and kidney problems. His overall condition, Navarro Valls said, is notably compromised. There was no mention in this bulletin, as Navarro Valls had done earlier today, about 6 or 7 hours ago, when he said that the Pope was conscious, tranquil, and serene.
That followed on these reports that had come overnight that indeed the Pope had suffered a heart failure at some point yesterday. He was being treated then for some kind of urinary tract infection. They were using antibiotics, but the condition just does not sound at all good.
Not at all. We've had ups and downs. Yesterday was very dramatic, as you said. The media reported that his temperature had leaped, his blood pressure was down. And then by late evening, there were reports that the antibiotics were beginning to kick in and his situation had stabilized. Then this morning, we got a somewhat contradictory kind of reports. As I said, Joaquin Navarro Valls early this morning said the situation was very grave. But then in his noon bulletin, unexpected bulletin, he said that John Paul had been, as I said, was lucid, conscious, serene, had asked to have a reading of the Stations of the Cross done for him, and that he was totally aware and of the gravity of his situation and had personally chosen to remain at the Vatican. Now, this is after many hours, this is the latest news. As I said, the Vatican announcement does not refer to the Pope as being conscious.
There are people gathering in St. Peter's Square. Is that where you are, Silvia?
I am not there now, but I was there shortly, about an hour ago. There was a very large crowd. There were lots of people. There were tourists. There were curious. There were many faithful, some people kneeling in prayer. Everybody with their eyes fixed on the windows of the third-floor apartment of the Pope that overlooks the square. The windows were closed. This is one of those windows. There's the window where the John Paul always appeared and always gave his weekly blessings, and where we last saw him on Wednesday in great pain and great suffering as he tried again to speak but was unable. But it was a very dramatic scene, but now the windows are closed and everybody is just waiting to hear. We don't know yet what will happen. The signals people are always awaiting for when a pope dies or when the announcement would come would be the closing of, sometimes it's the closing of the bronze doors of St. Peter's. Otherwise, it's the tolling of bells of the churches of Rome. That has not happened yet, as of course the announcement has not come yet.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you, Alex.